commanders who were in charge of the troops during the Battle of Vicksburg were Union General Grant and Confederate General Pemberton. They were in charge of the Union Army of Tennessee and the Confederate Army of Vicksburg. The outcome of the battle would be really important for both sides. If the Union troops could take Vicksburg, they can control the Mississippi. If the Union didn't succeed in capturing Vicksburg, they will not have control of the Mississippi and the Confederates could have won the war. The plan was to attack Port Hudson and march to Vicksburg. Once Grant had gotten to Vicksburg, he surrounded the city and began a constant bombardment on the city. The attack came from 220 artillery pieces and Admiral David's guns from the port. Grant thought the Confederate morale would be low and the city could be taken with ease. At 10 a.m. on May 22nd, brigades from three corps assaulted the city. Around 2 p.m., Kirby Smith's brigade advanced to the ridge and fired on Fort Reading. After hours of bombardment, 150 men charged down the road. The first ones there were to set ladders in the ditch and mount scaling ladders for the following men. At the cut in the road, they were met with Confederate fire. Some made it to the ditch, but they were pinned down. Federals of the 13th U.S. Union made it up the road and they were attacked by the 27th Louisiana troops and lost 43% of their men. The rest of the men were pinned down. Divisions in Blair and Tuttle were arranged in a long line, hoping the Confederates would concentrate their forces on one area and then the others would break through. Unfortunately, they were driven back by heavy fire. By nightfall, the Union troops were able to retreat back to Union camps. The Union lost over 1,000 men that day. The assault showed little to no success because after a day of intense bombardment, the Confederate had still not surrendered. So Grant now knew that the city would have to be taken by siege. A siege meant that the troops would surround the city and cut off all supplies getting into the city. On July 4th, 1863, General Pemberton of the Confederates surrendered the city.
Yay!
They could not last long. The Union had created an effective siege of the city. This loss was significant. It meant the Confederacy no longer had control of the Mississippi River, and the Confederacy was effectively split in half. This victory also boosted General Grant's reputation and led to his eventual appointment to be in charge of all the Union armies.
This is Sparta!